Anti-Rittenhouse protesters riot in Oregon, shut down bridge in New York. By Bob Price on November 20, 2021. Despite calm in Kenosha, Wisconsin, anti-Rittenhouse protesters rioted in Portland, Oregon, and shut down the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. The incident followed a Wisconsin jury finding Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty on all five charges on Friday. Portland Police Bureau officials declared a protest to be a riot after a group of people protesting the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case broke through a gate at the Multnomah County Detention Center. The rioters also attacked a vehicle parked on the street. Portland police have declared a riot tonight after demonstrators gathered downtown to protest the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. pic.twitter.com/7upchfuckbo. Zane Sparling, at PD's Zane, November 20, 2021. Sheriff's office officials reported that the crowd, measuring about two dozen in size, were chanting "burn it down" and they broke open the detention center gate. Sheriff's office officials stated. An estimated 10 to 20 protesters entered and began moving down the ramp in the direction of the jail entrance and the building's critical infrastructure. Individuals also placed large tree branches to prevent the gate from closing. Deputies met the trespassers on the ramp to prevent entry and began instructing them to exit. The crowd, which was described as hostile, launched urine, alcoholic beverages, water bottles and batteries at deputies during the event. Because a large group of people were engaging in tumultuous and violent conduct, and further entry into the building would have posed significant implications and grave risk of causing public alarm, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, MCSO, declared a riot. Even as deputies instructed people to leave, deputies continued to take projectiles and were subjected to hostile behavior. Demonstrators then stood at the garage exit, repeatedly preventing the gate from closing by pushing on it. Again, deputies asked the crowd to step away. Demonstrators ignored the repeated requests and continued blocking the gate. Deputies swiftly moved toward the demonstrators that were preventing the gate from closing to allow space for the gate to close properly. Deputies retreated inside and eventually were able to re-secure the gate. No arrests were made. The crowd eventually dispersed from the jail and moved on to businesses in the area. The rioters smashed windows of businesses and broke a window on a police vehicle. After Kyle #Rittenhouse was found not guilty, #Antifa in Portland organized an attempt to break inside the Justice Center to burn it down. They attacked police and also smashed up a passing driver's vehicle and targeted nearby buildings. Police declared a riot. pic.twitter.com/EA8NVZMPG1. Ending O, at Mr. Ending O, November 20, 2021. At the other end of the country, protesters in New York City shut down the Brooklyn Bridge and they marched in opposition to the Wisconsin jury's decision to declare Rittenhouse not guilty on all five charges. A video tweeted by independent journalist Scott Hines shows the crowd marching on the bridge. After Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty of all counts, protesters are taking the Brooklyn Bridge. pic.twitter.com/cknfknjspw. Scott Hines, at Scott Hines, November 20, 2021. Taking a knee in a moment of silence on the Brooklyn Bridge. pic.twitter.com/kkw1xfuso. Scott Hines, at Scott Hines, November 20, 2021. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.